Hello, I'm Alison Heard, and this is World Music Matters with the Kenyan folk singer-songwriter J.S. Ondara.
He was just an American dream. He was just an American dream.
Ondara is a fan of Bob Dylan. He left his native Nairobi 6 years ago to try his luck in the US. He released his debut album, Tales of America, in February this year to great critical acclaim. In May, he opened for Canada's Neil Young on his US tour. His star is rising, and rightly so. I caught up with him at his recent concert in Paris's Nouveau Casino, and he began by telling me about the Tales of America and why he still wants to believe in the American dream.
For the gold and the silver you're searching is hidden out there underground.
The My Tales, tells about me, tells about the general immigrant experience in America, and also I think just the tales of everyone else in America, my place in America as an immigrant, and I think the place that America holds in the larger world.
So what is your place as an immigrant in Donald Trump's America?
I suppose I'm trying to figure that out every day. You know, I mean, there's definitely some sort of growing intolerance towards immigration in his era, and I'm sort of trying to navigate that space and shine some light through living out the American dream and showing that that's something that can still be achievable in some fashion.
In a way, you have succeeded in Trump's America, despite it all.
Right, I suppose maybe that is my place in Trump's America, is to succeed as an immigrant and show that it is possible and there is a place for immigration and for immigrants, there is value in it still.
Lover, don't make a sound. Bring your rifle around. When I say hallelujah, it's your cue to shoot out the head of the hound.
The song American Dream, when we look at the video, it's clear that it's not all roses. It's a complicated notion still, this notion of the American dream.
Yeah, absolutely. I was grappling with that when I was writing that song. And, you know, writing the whole record is, you know, the sort of juxtaposition of what the dream is and how sometimes it turns into just something of a nightmare once you're in America. Because, you know, America's going through some troubling times now, but it always has been. You know, there's the romance with firearms that, you know, Americans seem to have, and there's racism, obviously, and there's lots of other things that trouble America. But despite all of that, it's still this place that people, you know, they look up to in some way. So that dream, but not really, is what I was trying to convey in some fashion.
There's no coaching your brain. There's no rest till you're dead. There's no heaven.
In a way, it seems amazing that someone born in Kenya, who spent the first 20 years of his life living modestly in the capital, should be making this most American of music, in other words, folk music. Amazing and wonderful.
Yeah, I suppose I was always drawn to this music from the Western world from a young age, and that's just where my heart was. And I think at some point I realized if I wanted to reach out to the world, have a larger impact to the world, that perhaps was the best path, and that's where the path took me.
You're not singing Swahili, you don't seem to have brought anything from Kenya to your music. Have you brought anything from Kenya to your music?
Well, I mean, I've brought myself. You know, I've brought me and my experiences, and I think there is some subconscious influences in some of the songs, just little phrasings, but essentially what I've really brought from there is just myself.
Will you let me in? Or are you at capacity? Will you set me free? Are you holding on to history? Will you be sincere? Are you averse to honesty? Will you dare to hear those children marching on the street? Oh, God bless America, the heartache of mine. Oh, God bless America, the heartache of mine. Will you let me bring Isabella here from Nairobi? On the phone she was ill, and so was the economy.
I think you just make one reference to Kenya, to Nairobi,
right.
On the last song, God Bless America. You
right.
talk about, will you let me bring Isabella over mm-hmm. from Nairobi?
Yeah, in that particular song, I was contemplating the current state of immigration in America, and, you know, the government sort of cracking down, and that's what that reference is about. So in some ways, my heart is still back home, you know.
What do people think back home of your music? How has your family reacted to your success?
Well, I think my family is mostly just puzzled, really. They didn't really expect this out of me. They didn't really know this was a version of me that could exist in the universe, you know. I think they had no way to conceptualize that because of how we grew up and because of what was around us. So they're largely puzzled, but they're happy for me.
Were they supportive when you were growing up wanting to do music in Kenya?
Oh, no, not at all. But not their fault, really. It's just music wasn't really part of the culture or back home of the family, really. So it was just like, well, obviously they're not going to support that because it makes no sense at all.
Master O'Connor, you're bulging up in the spring. Oh, that pungent aroma is making you spew all your drinks. Master O'Connor, what shall be said of this sin? Oh, you claim in your slumber, I heard you against your will. Love of mine, she's so unkind. She said I was made for her leash. Oh, this love of mine, she's so unkind. She said I was made for her.
Just take us back a little bit. When did you discover Bob Dylan?
I was about 17 years old. I was in high school. I made a bet with a friend about this song called Knocking on Heaven's Door. I was pretty convinced it was a Guns N' Roses song. So we made a bet about it. My friend told me it was a Bob Dylan song. I didn't know who Bob Dylan was. So I was like, well, if you're right, I'll give you 100 shillings. If I'm wrong, you'll give me 100 shillings. So we made the bet. And I lost the bet. But I discovered Dylan that way. And I think I didn't know who it was before, so I was just like, well, and how come nobody informed me of this kind of music? And so I fell into this rabbit hole, really, that I haven't been able to come out of yet. Just a lot of his music and a lot of related sort of storytellers, troubadours, Neil Young, you know, Van Morrison, and, you know, Bruce Springsteen, people like that. And just fell really deep into that hole, and that hole really led me to America.
Since you heard from Jesus, of his chosen man.
You didn't go to America as, for example, Mexican migrants are trying to do at the moment, trying to cross the border illegally, or like migrants from the African continent trying to come to Europe, risking their life. You got the green card.
I did,
An incredible stroke of luck.
Yeah, absolutely incredible, yeah. And before then, I had tried to make the move for years unsuccessfully, and so when that happened, it just felt like destiny. I was like, well, this is obviously what was supposed to happen, you know, in some strange fit of fate, yeah.
And then the climb up, was that straightforward?
Oh, I wish. Faced with the realities of actually being a resident in America, trying to pursue a career, you know, with no one to help you towards that path, no knowledge of playing any instrument at all.
You didn't play guitar when you arrived?
No, I did not, no. I started from, you know, below zero, looking at things on YouTube, then writing songs, playing open mics in Minneapolis, coffee shops and all that, and just taking it a step at a time. Yeah, it was, you know, I think I was just really too far from home, so I couldn't go back. The only way was forward.
Oh, living on, life is brief, don't sit alone. In your constant fear, open up. I shan't be like Canada. Oh, Lebanon.
I have a personal favourite, which is Lebanon. Can you just tell me why it's called Lebanon and what you're wanting to convey in that song?
Yeah, I mean, that's a mysterious song for me. There is a lot of writing for me that's very subconscious, where it's just words on a paper, because that's how I started writing, because I didn't have instruments. I was just writing words. And
this was when you were a kid, right, growing up?
Right. And so that's still a habit for me. It's always just words, and then I'll find the music after. And that's one of the songs where I just wrote words, and I'm not particularly sure where my head was. That particular song I'm grappling with still.
My heart is never on time, always a little behind. Oh, when it's about to break, hey, I close my eyes and count to ten. She said, son, hold on, you will find somebody to love. If you pray hard to your God, he will lay her on a golden pod. She won't be a sinner like Angelina, nor like the woman from Ipanema. Oh, this time, don't hold a torch to the sun. My heart is never on time, always a little behind. Oh, when it's about to break, yeah, I close my eyes and count to ten.
They're also love songs, like Torch Song.
When I think about the idea of American Dream, you know, and I talk about it as being this idea that's very elusive in a way, right? You know it's there, but you can't quite put your hand on it. And I talk about love in the same way as, you know, you've told about love, you hear about it in films and everything, but it's just this elusive idea, you can't put your hand on it. And so those ideas tie together, really, whether it's love or social justice, it's just, they tie together in one story arc, at least in this particular record.
Of her scented bum.
on the song Saying Goodbye, what or who are you saying goodbye to?
I suppose I'm saying goodbye to a lot of things. I think of it as the totality of the past, you know, just who I once was, that becoming my culture, the tradition, the sort of things that are put upon you while you grow up that end up defining who you are as a person. And I think I reached a point in my life where I felt those things were keeping me from becoming the best version of who I am. And so I felt like I had to separate myself from that. And that's part of the reason why I was moving to America and all that. So I was saying goodbye to a lot of things so I can find another path towards becoming, I think, the most accurate or fulfilled version of me in the world right now.
Right. Have you been back to Kenya since you left in 2013?
I've not been back, no, not yet. Hopefully soon.
Yeah. Yeah. You would like to?
I would love to, at the right time. You know, I'm busy now. I'm glad I am. At the right time, I'll go back. I have no way to tell what the future will hold, or, you know, I have a wandering mind and a wandering heart, and that's why I'm here now. We'll see how it goes, but for now, this is where I'm at. I'm in Paris playing folk songs. Yeah,
yeah. J.S. Ondara, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for talking to me. Great pleasure. Thank you.